Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone?
How's everyone?
I don't have any special announcements. Is there anyone in here that had something? So we can, well, Sparrow's Nutcracker's in full swing. This is her last day, so we're all a little weary. It's going well. I think we can go right to prayer, and I don't have a pencil. Are there any prayer requests? River has a pen. River has a pen.
Thank you.
Wow. It's quiet. Okay, that's all right. Okay. Wow. I'm sure you guys are thrilled and proud. That's great. Yes, we will pray for Braden.
Yes, we will pray for Braden.
Jessica. Okay. Is that family, are they believers? You don't know. Okay. Yes, Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie.
Okay. Bonnie's daughter Brianna is in the ER for a detox. Thank you. Jan. Philip is asking for a prayer for what's next for their family and direction. Okay, let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercies. They are new every morning. I thank you, God, that I wake up in freedom. I have a roof over my head, and I have food in my refrigerator, and all our needs are met. You are such a good Father, and I know that you want us to look at those blessings in our life and look at those around us who are less privileged, less advantaged, and help. You want us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I ask that you would stir in our hearts this Christmas, this Advent season, that we would begin to move with you, Holy Spirit. I lift up to you, Braden Lape, and I praise you, God. Surprising God, raising up a 15-turned-16-year-old young athlete from Grass Lake, Michigan, now competing in very far away Hollywood. I thank you for his gifts and his talents, and that he is in a position a little bit like Joseph, a little bit like Daniel, where now he is millions of eyes are on him. So I ask, Lord, that you would empower him, supernaturally empower him to just be a bright light for you, Jesus, that you would strengthen him and encourage him daily, that he would not succumb, not even turn an eye towards any temptations or offers that are in that glamorous world. We ask that you would give him endurance and do his best. I want to lift up to you this Cub Scout leader who has, Tina, who has just been diagnosed with neck cancer. Father, I ask that you would give her entire family wisdom to pursue the right course of action. I ask that you would just anoint the doctors and nurses and give her excellent care, excellent advice. Father, I ask that if this is something that you can use to stir up their hearts towards the truth, I ask that you would do that. You use everything. Nothing is wasted. I lift up to you Bonnie's daughter in the ER. You are the good physician, Father. I ask for a touch from your hand, that you would just come and speak to her in this low hour, that you would use this to just turn her heart. And Father, we just come against the spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus. We just ask that you would heal her and deliver her swiftly and mightily. Lift up Jan's friend with an unspoken health concern. I just ask again for wisdom and peace, and that you would give just the right answers and guidance. And Father, again, use this for your glory and for your purposes in her life. Lastly, we lift up the Plasky family to you, and we thank you for their faithfulness. They are still serving you, whether they're on the mission field or not. They're serving you in their home, and they are looking to you for next steps. I ask that you would open doors or close doors and make it really clear to them what you have for them in the coming months. Thank you for providing. Just as Jesus always thanked you before the miracle, we thank you for what you are going to provide for that family. And we thank you for Advent. Thank you for the longing that you're stirring up in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's get singing. You can stand with us. amen to that. Amen. Okay, you can be seated, and the Plasky family is going to come and do our Advent reading and lighting.
Our third Advent reading is found in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this was the one spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you reign on high. You are all glorious, and you are clothed in majesty. Lord God, you sent John the Baptist as your messenger to declare, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Indeed, Father, your son Yahushua had already been on earth for years at that point. Father, in your presence this morning, we repent. We repent of our self-reliance, Lord God, of our willfulness, of our arrogance. Father God, we repent of walking in our own wisdom, deciding our own ways, Lord, and dwelling on the passing distractions of this world. Father, in your graciousness, you call us this morning to once again prepare the way of the Lord in our lives. You call on us, O Lord, to make our paths straight before you, to live according to your divine word. Father, I praise you that you give us your Holy Spirit to indwell us, to give us peace in our confusion, to give us love in the midst of our chaos. Lord God, your Spirit, not only does that, but it also gives us hope, endurance, encouragement, and joy. Oh God, in your presence this morning, we join the angels with our praises of jubilance. Lord, they said, and we echo them today, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors. In the name of Emmanuel, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with us? Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Children are dismissed for children's church. I imagine the words of that message resonate with a lot of us. It certainly did for me. So I just invite you, when we sing this last song together, What Child Is This? Come to the altar, they're open, and tell the Lord what's on your heart, and then go back to your seat if you want. Would you stand with us?
Thank you. Wisely enough, God does not let us skip ahead in the story of our lives, but rather leads us page by page to the understandable conclusion in Him. And so as each of us faces an uncertain future, we trust in Jeremiah, the words come, "For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. They are plans for good, not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Amen. Jan.